Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
News late overnight. Initially, I saw from Matt Evans, who has been covering the stadium front in Jefferson City and what's going on with the Missouri legislature. We all know, right? They're in a special session.
Yeah.
And things seemed to change yesterday afternoon when the governor expanded the call of the special session to allow some other things to be attached to this and maybe to alleviate some of the concerns by those that are in the Missouri Senate. It was good enough to get the funding bill for the stadiums passed out of the Senate yesterday. It now goes back to the House. We shall see if the House is good with it. They were good with the stadium portion last go around, but now it's attached to other things. We'll see. The expectations, it sounds like, is that it'll get out of the House and eventually go to the governor's desk, but nothing is a sure thing when it comes to this. But this was a great step forward, though, if you are someone that is a favor of keeping the teams in Missouri. You need the stadium bill to have a shot. And this was a big step in the right direction. The bill would fund up to 50% of potentially the renovation for Arrowhead or a new stadium for the Royals. So it's not a done deal yet that the bill is going to be sent to the governor's desk. But according to Matt Evans last night, I think it was 19 votes. They need 18. They got 19 votes out of the Senate. So that was the big hurdle that they needed to get over.
That was really, and so narrowly passed is probably putting it mildly, I think, when I saw the headline. Narrowly passed is probably a generous way to consider the way that they got it, but they got it done. And everybody thinks it's going to pass the other side, like you said, Colt. So I guess Missouri's back in the game. Look, they had to get this done, and that's really what this kind of boils down to, is they didn't really have much of a choice if they were going to get this done and retain at least one of the teams. The one I think this means more for is for the Royals. Because I think that the Royals are at least the team, and maybe the Chiefs are too, because you mentioned the renovation, and maybe he wants that instead, is like, I think the Royals would still entertain the idea of, we'll take less money if that means we get the thing that we want the most, which in your and I's opinion was downtown baseball or near downtown baseball. I guess the question is, if they own the land in Jackson County, can they just say, hey, we don't care about Jackson County's money anymore. We're not asking for any tax incentives. Missouri gave us what we want. We're just going to use that money there. If you guys want to give us money down the road, we'll talk later, but it's not about you anymore. It's just about the Missouri. Because there's still teams that might want to double dip, right? Let's say the Royals want to go to Clay County. They could still ask Clay for additional funding to go for the stadium, couldn't they?
Well, I think with either of these projects, there still has to be local money that comes in. This is the big portion is the state money, but whether we're talking the Chiefs renovation, they're still going to have to get some money from Jackson County. The Royals, if they chose a downtown site, maybe they could bypass the county, but they would still need some sort of incentives from the city of Kansas City, Missouri. So
do you think so? You don't think they just take the Missouri money and
I don't think
where they want to go?
I don't think so.
Did they get asked for less? Maybe it's a,
maybe so. You know? I don't think 50% of that. We know it's not a 50-50 proposition though. You know, like they're getting funding up to 50% of the stadium cost under this bill if it gets out of the passes through the House. So I think there has to still be some local money that comes in for these to work. But the state part was a huge hurdle, and it looks like they're on track to get a funding bill done now that it's out of the Senate.
What percentage chance do you put? Do you still feel like it ends up being Chiefs at... What's your just... I guess what's everyone's lean? Let's not talk percentage chance. Now that we think there's a really good chance Missouri is going to pass some funding for the Royals and Chiefs to try to stay in their state to either renovate or build new stadiums outside of that, what's our lean on which way both teams are headed? Well, we obviously, they both have threatened Kansas in the last 7 days. Missouri with the 119th site mentioning that they bought out the mortgages.
The Royals, yeah.
The Royals, at the 119th site where they bought out the thing. And then the Chiefs, obviously, talking about the dome stadium aspect and all the Nate Taylor reporting late last week as well. So they both have threatened Kansas in the last week.
Yeah, it depends. What do you believe? You know, do you truly believe that Clark Kahn has come around on the idea of a dome, as in a new stadium? Or was that used heading into this session? Because we know for a while the talk was always that he preferred a renovated site.
I think there's a lot of truth.
So has he come around on it, or is it just that he understood the reality of the situation from the business side of it, that a new stadium provides them some more opportunities? Yeah, that's something I don't have the firm answer to. I'll just go back to 2 years ago when everybody at that point in time, I think, you know, had their own opinion on what it would be. And the thought, I think, on this show 2 years ago was, all right, one team stays in Missouri, the Royals. One team goes to Kansas,
spread out
the Chiefs. Missouri, if they pass the stadium bill, that gives them an opportunity, I think, to at least keep one of the teams.
I think that, yeah, I would still lean 1-1, mostly for the same reason. Like, honestly, I kind of like 1-1 gold. I still like the Royals in Missouri and the Chiefs in Kansas for the same reason. For the people who, going back to the initial thought, not one we hit home all the time, because we also just come to this reality of, I don't think we have to blindly accept life as it is, but it's like fighting against the machine that is local taxpayer paying for, you know, funding billionaire stadiums. Once I get past that hurdle, the idea that at the very least, if I accept that on its premise, that that is a thing that is going to happen, I don't have to like it, but a thing that is going to happen, spreading out the tax burden between both sides of the state line is appealing to me. That not just Missouri taxpayers, that not just Kansas taxpayers, that not just Jackson or Clay or Platt or Wyandotte or wherever, you know, like any of them, or Johnson is stuck with the bill themselves, appeals to me. Well, then great. I like the idea that one would end up. I still lean, and I still, like, I can't get past the fact that even more than I think Clark wants a renovation, shifting from I want downtown baseball from the day he bought the Kansas City Royals. So for 5 years, he's been sitting on this I want downtown baseball the second he purchased the major league team. It's hard for me to imagine that he shifted off of that. And that if Missouri's going to pony up the dough, he'll figure out a way to get the, maybe there's the hidden city funding mechanisms that Quentin Lucas has spoken, I would say, vaguely
about.
But
I think that's what's required to make it happen. I still think the local money has to be there for it to work. It's not just that the stadium funding bill in the state level is a huge chunk of it, but it's not, there still is a requirement. I think it even is mentioned, not only from some of the reporting, but even, you know, the lawmakers that have spoken publicly. I mean, I also saw a quote from one of the Chiefs lobbyists, like acknowledging that, like, they will still need local support as well. And I know in this perfect world, they wouldn't need that. They should just take care of it themselves. But that, we all know that's not how this works.
Yeah, that always comes back to the same thing. It is a big step for Missouri. I don't want to pretend like it's not, because you and I had both said, and in fairness, I've been very critical of Missouri's ability to pass any of this. And while it passed by a vote, singular, or they cleared it by two, I guess. They needed 16.
They needed 18.
They needed 18, and they got 19, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. So they, by the hair on their chinny chin chin, they scraped this thing by. They did actually pass it. They scrounged up enough people to move it to the next step. I'll give them credit for doing so. It was 2:30 in the morning, I believe, when they actually finally came to an agreement.
Well, they were filibustering for about 4 hours or whatever it was last night.
I guess that's the next thing Missouri needs to tackle. Get rid of the filibuster. This thing's dragging things out. Do you guys want to work till 2:30 in the morning? This is nuts.
That's a whole nother thing. I mean, some of that went on during the sports betting stuff when it was in the legislature as well. But
were you watching Missouri filibusters during that run?
Back when it was involving sports betting, I was not up till 2 a.m. watching stadium stuff. I haven't been following the stadium stuff in terms of the legislature watching that. When it was sports betting stuff, I don't know, and that was kind of my thing at the time. Yeah. As far as where they go from here, we'll keep an eye on it. For those just wondering what's the next step, it has to pass out of the House. And if it does that, then it would go to the governor's desk and they move forward. If there's some disagreement on some of the other things that are attached to the stadium bill, then you go into like they have like the reconciliation committees. You get in with the Senate and they try to iron things out. So we'll see what happens.
But I mean, again, the House is always the less big problem from a public perception of what people thought would be less of a problem, at least on that end. So we'll see. It's still big news. It's big news for Missouri. If you want the teams to, if you're the guy who keeps texting Alex and be like, Kansas isn't Kansas City, losers. If you're that guy, I'm sure you're thrilled last night that this took place. I made it very clear. It does seem, it's so funny because like we're a really good dichotomy, Gold. You have spent your entire life living in Kansas. I have spent my entire life living in Missouri. Now, look, I got closer to living in Kansas than you ever have living in Missouri, as in I looked at houses in Kansas. So, like, I considered it.
Yeah.
At some point, you've never like, you dated a girl in Missouri is about as close as you've gotten to living in Missouri. Uh-huh. That's about as close as you got.
Yeah.
But you also attended all these games and have made it perfectly clear. It's never been a problem for you to... spend your money on the other side of the state line,
Forever. I've spent money in Arrowhead and Kauffman Stadium and T-Mobile Center, et cetera, for sporting events. But I get it. People are passionate, obviously, about this. People are also just wanting this to get figured out. And I still think it's going to happen this month. I think we're going to have a very good idea this month because of what's happening in the Senate or in the legislature. And then at the end of the month, we know the star bonds expire on the Kansas side.
I'll be honest, based on some of the stuff I'd heard before and the progression of this, I wouldn't be surprised if by the end of this month, like July 1 or June 3rd, whatever, that we see a rendering for a stadium from either the Royals or the Chiefs. Those are things they have internal. And this would be the biggest hurdle, I think, from the funding perspective. I actually think they'd be comfortable being like, here's what the downtown stadium at Washington Square Park is going to look like according to the Royals if they get at least half of this funding figured out. And then they will do we'll get the rest. We know we need the rest of the money, but we'll get the rest of the money now up above board. Everyone can see it. But here's where we're putting the stadium. This is what's going to look like, and here's our proposed timeline.
Yeah, and it's why last April, when the vote failed, the biggest winners that night after their egos were hurt a little bit with the embarrassing vote, the biggest winners were the teams because they were able to leverage both Kansas and Missouri. And look what they have on the table, potentially, if the stadium bill passes in the Missouri House. They have the 70%+ or whatever it is of funding through star bonds on Kansas. And now they have 50%+ of that, 50% or so of a project funding available, it looks like, if it passes for Missouri. Those are better options than what they had last April.
I know.
That's what's amazing about the whole thing.
And the project is $400 million more. So like, not only are they getting a higher percentage, they're just getting more money.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.